Can you, you told me about the film you're shooting now in Toronto. Could you repeat the title of it and tell me what it's about?
It's called Franklin. The storyline, I'm not allowed to say too much, actually. Okay. I was told off already.
Right.
Because it's quite... It's basically about four lost souls in London. And one in the, and one lost soul in the future. And all these characters end up clashing into one another in a London restaurant. It's a crazy story with Ryan Felipe and Eva Green and myself.
How do you spell it?
Franklin.
Just like yeah, Benjamin
but,
Franklin.
But like, yeah, but with, an, with a Y.
Okay.
L-Y-N.
I'd love a Coke with a slice of lemon, please.
Okay, lemon?
Yes.
But now it's going well. It's nice to be working again.
Are you going to be able to come back and do the dance a little bit more after it's over?
I'm not sure. You mean the Curtis dance?
Yeah, just come over here and do it. I mean, you know, I was always arguing with somebody, you know, that that you're new.
Yeah.
As Peter O'Toole was.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit older than, maybe 2 years
He's
older.
He's a Leeds, 3 years. A Leeds 20, lad as well.
What are you, 26?
27.
He was like 29 or something. What's the difference? Columbia Pictures, a good performance. Really penetrates. You remember it. Difference, they had a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it was a different system. But, you know, I don't think there's any qualitative difference in your in terms of your performance and his.
Well, that's very kind of you. He's one of my heroes, yeah. And he was the Leeds. He was from Leeds as well.
But nobody knew him. And so anybody could say, well, okay, well, Sam's great in this, but, you know... Young guy, new movie, you know.
Yeah, well, I think maybe people probably think... I don't know, I think I've heard a few things that people probably think I am Ian or something.
That you what?
That I am Ian, or very similar to him. So there wasn't really much of an act, because I was playing a guy who's a musician, and I've been a musician.
Right.
But I'm not like Ian, so... We'll see, somebody might give me another chance. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. You jet-lagged?
A little bit, yeah. My first time in L.A.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I flew in from... I was in Rome with Alexandra, my girlfriend, at the Francis Ford Coppola premiere the other night.
How did that go down? We're talking about the Coppola film.
Yeah, mate.
I heard it was kind of...
Mixed.
Yeah.
The audience was sort of in stunned silence at the end of it. I mean, Alex is phenomenal in it, and it, as is Roth, but it's a confusing story, purposefully. And I think it's polarizing.
How does she figure into Tim's story? He's suddenly made.
He's an old man. He's a 70-year-old professor who's struck by lightning.
Right.
And when they take his bandages off, he appears to be 30. His teeth fall out, and his new ones grow.
Mm.
And he has all his faculties. In fact, his faculties are hyper-realized. You know, they're even more powerful. He's more intelligent. And he was in love when he was 23 with a young woman who left him because he was obsessed by his life's work of finding the origin of language. And then he meets a woman who is her spitting image, who is also struck by lightning.
Mm.
And as a result, begins speaking in Sanskrit, then Babylonian, and is sort of almost returning to the very origin of language. But as he remains with her, she ages. It's confusing, as you can tell. So she's the...
No, actually, it sounds intriguing.
I thought it was brilliant. I think it's a lovely fairy tale and an interesting story. But I think it's polarizing people.
Have you gone to see Control with any paying audiences ever?
The first time I saw it was in Cannes with an audience of about 600, 700 people.
Full of rootin' tootin' British journalists.
They were all very supportive, actually. I mean, we were expecting when everyone said it was great in Cannes, that when it did eventually come out, everyone would slag it off, which is the usual form with the British media, anyway, build you up and then...
When it came out, it reviewed negatively?
It was reviewed fantastically everywhere.
Right.
But, I mean, it was a few months since Cannes before it was released, is what I'm saying, and usually they can change their mind in that amount of time. But no, they haven't. It's been incredibly well received.
It doesn't diminish, you know. I've seen it 3 times.
Oh, really?
It really doesn't diminish. It's, why doesn't it diminish? I don't know why. Maybe because there's just new scene things to.
Yeah, you notice things. I think. Yeah, I've seen it three times now. I think. The first time I couldn't enjoy it really. I did, but I was watching myself the whole time, wondering if I was going to do something unconvincing in the next scene or.
Does every actor, I guess, see, like all of us, we see the things we'd rather have done differently?
Or, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty happy with it. I always thought I could probably do it better now if I did it, but that's ridiculous. I've got to leave it and let it be. But I mean, I've spoken to a lot of actors since, and a lot of them never watch themselves. They can't bear to. I'm not that bad. I don't know whether that makes me vain or whether I just accept the fact.
Have you seen the Joy Division documentary?
No, not yet. I'd love to, but I just haven't had time.
I saw that on up in Toronto.
Yeah, it was there, yeah. I've heard they compliment one another, but...
It's really quite a...
I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What people normally would ask you when you're over here, so I guess I feel obliged to ask you, have you got an American agent? Are you talking to anybody about doing anything?
No, I haven't got an American agent. I'm not against having one, but I think my English agent's been getting a lot of calls, but...
Who's your English agent?
They're called Tavistock Wood. It's a guy called Charles Collier and his wife, Anne Harrod. They've got a small stable of people. I like them. I get on with them. I feel like it's a joint decision. I feel like I'm in control of what I can say yes and no to, and I'm not being pushed around.
Whereas conceivably American-based agents, they might want to package you or push you into something.
Maybe that's my cynical outlook on it. I mean, I don't really know, to be honest. And maybe I'll end up with one.
Yeah.
At the moment, I haven't needed one. So far, I've still been getting offers and some American projects as well, so I don't know. But I mean, over here you have a manager, an agent, and a lawyer. I mean, I don't understand how they make any money, the actors. But
yeah, manager takes what?
He takes 10, the other one takes 15, and then your lawyer takes whatever he tells you isn't taking or whatever.
I think that it's, you know, I don't know how, you know, not my end, but it seems to me that you would want somebody could just call locally and then maybe work out a system where if they really think it's good, they pass it along to your people and then you guys.
I don't really know how it works. I'm happy with the way it's set up at the moment. If it becomes too much work for them, then I might have to share the load. But I'm up for talking with anybody who's interested.
Your girlfriend's really beautiful.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
What's she going to be in next?
She's doing the Bader Meinhof complex.
Bader Meinhof?
About the Bader Meinhof gang.
Gang of the
80s. And that's a German movie.
Or 70s.
70s.
She speaks German.
She's German. Well, she's Romanian born, but has lived in Berlin since she was four, since her parents escaped Ceausescu, basically.
When was that? What year did they escape?
That'll be 1983, I think. Her father was head of the Romanian National Theatre, and they both wanted their daughter to grow up in freedom, so because of his position, he was granted a day visa from East Berlin to West to visit some of the theatres. So they had nothing in their car so as to not arise any suspicion and never went back. Were fortunately given refuge. So it's an incredible story. And she's doing a Spike Lee film as well. She's doing his...
The Tuscany thing?
The Santa Ana. She's playing Axis Sally, this sexy, evil propaganda. Nazi
radio,
propaganda radio. Nazis, yeah.
Or getting the German thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're German, they do ask it. There's a lot of World War II or Cold War stories out there, which she's already done plenty of. But
interesting to see the real Anik in the documentary.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. I mean, I saw her very briefly in something, but...
She's 50-something, but boy, great bones. Really pretty.
Yeah.
Looks as...
You can see what Ian saw
her
in there.
Like in her 50s. I mean, she looks really... Yeah. Have you guys seen, speaking of Romania, the magnificent film, 4 Months?
Yeah, I saw it. I was at the Transylvania Film Festival this year.
Really?
She had two movies on there, a Romanian-German co-production and a British comedy, actually, which I don't think is going to get cinema release, but we saw the Romanian premiere there. tough movie.
That's a masterpiece, that film.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it's tough. It's not necessarily the sort of movie I'd want to watch twice. But it's incredible. It's tough, and because of the nature of the communism over there, I personally knew very little until I knew Alexander, really, of the sort of cruelties and hardships there were over there. I mean, you were only allowed an abortion, a government permitted one, once you'd had four children or something outrageous, I think.
Because
during Ceausescu's era, because he wanted as many children of his as possible. I mean, he didn't know how to fucking look after them. But.
The law came in 66, I think, and was eradicated after he was overthrown.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible what went on there, and it's a brilliant movie. And I met him briefly, Cristi Mungiu. He's a very modest and decent guy.
Is there a difference between your accent? What is your accent? Of a London-ish accent?
No, my accent's a faint Yorkshire, I suppose.
Is Yorkshire similar to a Manchester accent?
Yeah, it is to anyone from the outside, but obviously anyone from Manchester hates anyone from Leeds, and anyone from Leeds, the football rivalries. Yeah. And I'm from Yorkshire, and then Manchester's in Lancashire, which has a history of warfare in the past.
Ah.
But we're united in our disgust of the Southerners, so...
When we speak of warfare, are we talking about soccer?
Soccer, and previously the War of the Roses. Yorkshire's the White Rose County and Lancashire's the Red Rose.
Okay.
And,
it's a pretty decent film that was I saw with Ray... about the gangs that what are they called?
Was it Gary Oldman? The football hooligans.
Yeah, Gary Oldman, exactly.
The Firm, maybe.
The Firm.
It? Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, well, I think he's one of my favourites. He's awesome, is Gary Oldman. Yeah, I'd like to work with him.
So you got the... Did you fool with your dialect at all, just to get it a little
bit? I'm doing a Macclesfield accent in Control.
An actual Macclesfield accent?
There is.
Which is a suburb of...
Which is not a Manchester accent. England's incredible for that, though. I mean, it's 40 miles away from Leeds. It's a very much different accent from Manchester. Macclesfield is different from Manchester. It's 12 miles out of Manchester.
Right.
And then you've got Liverpool a few miles away from Manchester, and that's a completely different accent altogether. It's almost foreign.
Even my ear can discern the difference between a Liverpool and...
Yeah, I mean, a Scouse is very thick and pronounced.
Right.
And the Americans may know it from the Beatles, although they had sort of quite gentle... Liverpudlian accents, really.
I mean, the typical Liverpudlian accent is tougher, more dockside, rougher sounding.
Yeah, it's very... It's hard to... It can be hard to understand as an Englishman.
Oh.
A bit like a Glaswegian.
Huh.
I mean, the islands are so small, but it's all been so territorial that nobody ever moves house in England.
So if you're good enough to not only differentiate, but... imitate these different accents. One presumes that you have probably had the facility to do an American accent.
It's no different from doing a Liverpudlian or a Scottish one, really. It's still the English language.
Yeah.
I can do a bit of New York and Southern. I mean, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd love to play. I'll play Americans.
Yeah.
If I get the opportunity. There's quite a few English guys who are doing that.
I always used to think that Peter Sellers was the greatest at doing a kind of a throwaway, but in fact when you get right down to it, most British actors who are good do it pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, there's been the odd exception, I'm sure. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but but I think most English actors generally are encouraged to have a bit of a talent for mimicry, playing either Londoners if you're from the north or wherever. So
you have to leave immediately, right?
I'm leaving tomorrow for New York. I'm doing a photo shoot for New York Times magazine.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm back off to Berlin, and then I'm back to London for a week finishing shooting, and then I'm done for the year. And Control's out everywhere then. So I'll I'll have
Are
a bit
there
of
any
a...
fair people don't want to shoot you? For their Hollywood issue?
No, not that I've heard of. No, I don't think so.
Really?
I'm going to the Variety Awards tonight.
Is that in...
In the Beverly Hills Hotel. I'm one of the 10...
Right.
10 actors to look out for.
That's apparently. Tonight?
Tonight, yeah. Which is partly why I'm here to do a bit of press, do that. I'm doing a Q&A after one of the Academy screenings tonight somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's busy while I'm here, but that's okay.
So, if you're not doing any work or doing any promotional stuff, what do you like to see? What films do you like to go to? Or what do you like to do in your off time?
I like to watch. I've always liked watching movies. I write music. I write lyrics. I'm trying to work on a screenplay at the moment because I wrote a play when I was 17 that went to the Edinburgh Festival, and I sort of completely abandoned that sort of element. I was always writing lyrics for my band, but I never wrote another script since I was 17, 10 years ago. But it went down quite well at the time, so.
Called?
It was called Kansas Stick. It was about a German cigarette company. Comedy. it's spelled with a K.
Yeah.
And we edited well. I figured if I write my own stuff, then at least I can be happy with what I'm doing then. It gives me an extra chance of working, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And keeps me occupied. I go swimming in the lake in Berlin or just eat Wiener Schnitzels and drink beer and walk down the Strasse's with my Liebling.
Do you guys live together or do you have your own separate...
No, we live together in Berlin. I left Leeds to go and live there with her.
Oh, okay. So that's your
base? About a week after filming, I think I was there, yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, that's my base now. Leeds is a small town. I don't want to live in London. I have no interest in living there. I think they try and tell you you should live there if you're an actor, but I've never really seen the necessity of it. I managed to get parts when I was living in Leeds, and it's just as quick to get to London from Leeds as it is from Berlin these days, and cheaper. So I like being away from all that. I haven't been back to England since the film's out. I got recognised in an airport, which is a strange feeling.
What is it about London? Is it the where the industry is?
It's where the industry is. It's where all the auditions are. And it's where all the actors are waiters and barmen.
Right.
And it's where all the agents live. It's incredibly expensive.
Yeah, I bet.
It's overcrowded.
Mm.
I mean, it must be one of the most expensive cities in the world to live in, whereas Berlin's very reasonable for a decent apartment, great food, lots of space.
Mm.
And I don't get involved in all the English, I don't know, celebrity circles. I mean, I'm not famous enough yet, but if I stay there, then obviously.
Mm. Sure.
I mean, they're crazy over there. In Berlin, although Alex is a big star, there's no paparazzi waiting outside our house, whereas poor old Keira Knightley is photographed going to buy a banana in the morning, you know? I mean,
yep.
they just trail her. And they do that with everybody. And I'm trying to stay out of... I can stay out of trouble in Berlin. That's another reason.
Went on my honeymoon there in Portland.
Oh, is it?
Went back in 87.
I love that.
We tried to stay in East Berlin because we wanted to get away from the big woodsy Western influences.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let us stay there because...
they were suspicious with it.
Well, the system was that if you wanted to stay in the small... there were still bombed out areas. They hadn't... So they made us stay in these two Vegas-style hotels at the East German government. Bizarre.
Yeah, it's got an incredible history.
Sounds like you would, if you were to live in this country, you'd probably be more of a New York guy than a Los Angeles.
I don't really know. I mean, it's very common for the English to think it's, you know, to be quite disparaging of the Los Angeles people and system. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of bollocks involved in this industry like any other. But I mean, from what I can see, I like it. But I don't know whether I'd want to live here. I want to keep myself to myself. I don't want to be a recognised person. It's better to be an actor if nobody really knows much about you.
Yeah, sure.
Which is a bit of a problem with me doing interviews all day long, but...
Did you...
I'll hold on to that.
You, music? Do you play something?
I play guitar and a bit of piano. And I was a musician before being an actor. I was in a rock and roll band.
You were playing guitar?
I was the front man. Very different from Ian. I was more like Iggy Pop or something, I suppose. A bit more outrageous than Ian Curtis was.
I
love writing. And I still do that. But I'm not about to start trying to be a rock and roll star as well now. I gave 4.5 years of my life and a lot of brain cells to that dream. And I was on the cusp of my band was being touted as the next big thing, and then it was whipped away from underneath us at the last minute, which has taught me a lot of lessons about being the next big thing, because it doesn't always happen like that. So it's hype, and it'll be the heat will be on someone else in 2 months, you know. So
does Alessandro know the director of The Lives of Others?
Yeah, she does, and she's worked with a couple of the actors in it. I don't think she's worked with him, but I've still not seen that movie yet. I haven't had much time to go to the cinema recently. But I hear it's very good. Did you see Yella?
How do you spell it?
Yella. It's another German movie.
No. Well, where is that playing?
I don't know whether it's out over here. It's playing in London, though, with a very good actress, Nina Hoss, who's a friend of Alex's.
Okay.
I've heard good things about it. And I've seen her on stage in Berlin. She's really phenomenal. So
you're saying right now it is playing commercially?
It's playing commercially in London, yeah. And I've...
Was it at the any festivals that you're aware of?
No, I think it's just got a sort of limited release, nationwide, sort of art house cinemas or whatever. But I've heard very good things about it. But I mean, there's some great German cinema. It's a strange industry over there, though, because it's unusual for them to break out into international cinema, although it's obviously what a lot of them dream of doing. But there's a massive industry in Germany, big budget movies being made that only the Germans see. They don't really put subtitles and sort of distribute them around. Downfall was obviously a breakthrough internationally.
Yeah.
And The Lives of Others.
Yeah.
But there's some great actors there. And directors. Oliver Hirschbiegel. I mean, I know he's had a bit of a stinker with Invasion, apparently, but he's an excellent director.
I'd love to be able to see whatever it is that he cut together, because they changed it all around. They brought in the Wachowski brothers.
Yeah, no, he said that he was told to take out the aliens or whatever at one point, which I think he found a bit confusing. But I think he knew what he was getting into, maybe.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he'll be back on form, because he's very talented and a nice guy.
Particularly, he looks better now because the movie wiped out. And I think probably if they'd stuck with better if he had it, what I don't know what it would have done ultimately, but it probably would have been a little more popular.
I think so. I'm guessing. Who knows, yeah.
Who knows?
But,
Well, all right. These women are kind of ending our thing here.
I'll have to move to one by the window.
You gotta order some food?
I don't know, my body doesn't know what time of day it is, really.
All right, man. Well, maybe I'll drop by that variety thing later and go on the screening, but I was thinking about going to that. Who else is going to be honored this evening?
The only other actor I know is Ben Foster. I mean, I don't know him personally, but my friend Joe Anderson, who plays Hooky, knows him and was talking about him. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not too sure what's going on. I just get in the car, and then that's it.
Do you get around on a scooter in Berlin?
No, I walk most places, or get a taxi, really.
Absolutely the only way to get around this town. It's magnificent.
Yeah.
I've become a motorcycle driver recently. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you like it?
You can actually get places within a half hour in a car.
Well, I think if I lived in London, I'd probably have something like that. I mean, it's out. It's crazy there. It's a nightmare vision of the future already. I don't know what this town's like. I mean, that's a fairly frightening sight, isn't it? Yeah.